Verdun Jewish history, we're up to the year 2435, and we had learned that Moshe came out to Midian, and Jethro threw him into prison for 10 years. And the Egyptians at that time started making things worse for the Jews. And Pharaoh found himself with leprosy, with tzaras, from his heel to his head. He was covered with leprosy, and this he was in pain. And he asked his wise men, how can I be cured? And they said, the way to cure your leprosy is to have the leprosy bathed in blood. So in order to bathe in blood, the blood of a child. So they slaughtered a child a day for Pharaoh to anoint himself with. And they slaughtered 375 children for Pharaoh to bathe himself in their blood. And things only got worse. Pharaoh's leprosy got worse. And for 10 years, Pharaoh was a leper. 10 years, Moshe's in prison, and Pharaoh's covered with this painful white blemish all over his body.
Still a child today?
What?
Every day of the 10 years.
So it seems like after 375 children, he gave up of this cure. Now, Pharaoh kept hating the Jews even more. After 10 years, Pharaoh broke out in boils and he had terrible stomach pain, and two of his eunuchs came from Goshen and they said, you know, we were just in Goshen by the Jews and we noticed the Jews are getting lazy, they're not working so hard. So Pharaoh said, oh, must be because the Jews know I'm sick, so they're laughing at me, so they think that they can get away with working less. Prepare my chariots. I'm going out to Goshen. So they prepared Pharaoh's chariots and they took him out by horse because he couldn't go himself. And he took with him 20 horsemen and 10 foot soldiers. And they're traveling out to the edge of Egypt to Goshen. And Pharaoh's horse was passing through a vineyard and there was a tight spot which he had to pass through. And the one horse pushed the other horse and the horse fell and the chariot fell on to Pharaoh's face and the horse fell on Pharaoh and Pharaoh his flesh tore and his bones broke and he couldn't ride. So his servants carried him. He couldn't continue the journey and they're carrying him slowly but surely back to Egypt. They put him in bed and Pharaoh realizes he's going to die. And so the queen, Al-Faranit, comes with the nobles and they're all weeping with him. And they told him, look, it looks like you're going to die. Why don't you appoint one of your sons as king instead of you? And he had his eldest son, Ataro, his second son, Adikam, and his third son, Morion. He had two daughters, Batya and Afuzi. We know Batya, right? So Ataro loved to get drunk. He was insane. And he wasn't responsible. He'd do things without thinking. Adikam was very cunning. And he was very evil. And he was short. We know he was an Amatul. And the king says to himself, I'm going to appoint him, Adikam, the sly one. And this is where we will pick up Bezat Hashem later on.